Hello and happy Wednesday. Welcome to the up-to-date podcast from WVIA News. I'm Lydia McFarlane, in for your host, Sarah Cinto. I'm here to bring you some of our newsroom's most interesting and informative stories. Today, I'll bring you scenes from yesterday's Little League World Series Grand Slam Parade. Then we'll head to Western Pennsylvania to check in on the deadly explosion at the U.S. Steel plant outside of Pittsburgh, and an update on the state budget, which has entered its seventh week of stalled negotiations. It's Wednesday, August 13th. Let's get you up to date. First to Harrisburg, where hopes of passing a state budget are not high. The Pennsylvania state budget impasse continues even as the Republican-controlled Senate passed a budget proposal of its own late last night. Among the provisions opposed by Democrats as the stalemate continues is a move to terminate so-called adequacy payments for the state's poorest school districts. Republican leader Joe Pittman said the equity gap payments ruled on by the state's Commonwealth Court reduce funds for some districts.
I'm talking about losing real dollars. And guess which district of the 92 loses the most? The city of Pittsburgh.
House Democratic leaders said they oppose the Senate's budget proposal. Neither chamber is scheduled to return until September. And as Jackson White reports for WVIA, mass transit funding, Medicaid payments, and taxing games of skill are among the many issues that are holding up state budget negotiations this year, even as Senate Republicans want to pass a temporary spending plan.
Senate Republicans say they're pitching a lifeline for school districts and local governments facing potential pauses in their payments if the impasse continues into the fall. The GOP legislation will largely continue funding at last year's rates, while lawmakers work to reach a final agreement on the rest of this year's budget. But Democrats like Governor Josh Shapiro and House Majority Leader Matt Bradford have both said they'd oppose any short-term budget. They argue temporary spending would just delay disagreements between the parties. The state budget was due July 1st. School districts and county governments warn missed payments could soon stress their programming if they haven't already. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
And now to North Central Pennsylvania, where for the next week, the world will watch the annual Little League World Series. Yesterday, the series kicked off in Williamsport with the Grand Slam Parade, which the WVIA news team reported live from. Beginning today, young baseball players from around the world and the U.S. will compete to be Little League World Series champions. The players, ages 10 to 12, make up 20 teams vying to get to the final game on August 24th. WVIA's Kat Bolus has more about the series, which features four games a day, food, fun, and activities in the South Williamsport area.
Lauren Rood from Little League says visitors can expect an incredibly fun environment.
The energy that you get to be a part of, it really comes to life every single day. And whether you are a first-time baseball fan just trying it out, or you're somebody who's loved baseball forever, or maybe you don't have a Little Leaguer in the program anywhere, it's an environment that there's something for everyone.
It's free to attend most of the games. Tickets are required for the championship weekend and the MLB Classic when the New York Mets play the Seattle Mariners.
If you come on over, there's going to be tons of fun. Parking is free. It's free to get into the stadium. We have great concessions. So really, you can't have a bad time if you come over to the complex.
Opening ceremonies begin at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The first game on the international winner's bracket is at 1 p.m., and the first game in the United States winner's bracket is at 3 p.m. Visit WVIA.org for more details. I'm Kat Bolus, WVIA News.
There is more to come from the Little League World Series and the Grand Slam Parade just after this short break. Stay with us.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. This is Up to Date from WVIA News, and I'm Lydia McFarlane, filling in for Sarah Cinto. Now to Western Pennsylvania for an update on the deadly explosion that made national headlines. Investigators are just beginning to piece together the cause of an explosion at U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works Monday. The plant is operating, but the four coke batteries involved in the blast remain offline. At a news conference yesterday afternoon with state and local officials, U.S. Steel CEO Dave Burritt stressed that the investigation is in its early stages and much remains unknown.
We're not going to speculate. We're going to let the people do their work and support them and that important job. We will share as much as we can, as soon as we can.
Investigators said crews were preparing to begin routine maintenance on the two batteries that exploded. Though earlier reports counted multiple explosions, officials said there was one blast followed by a pressure release from two other batteries. And now on to Lackawanna County, where the Pennsylvania Senate Republicans Policy Committee hosted a public hearing on data center development in the Valley View High School auditorium. State Senator Rosemary Brown called the hearing, and it was chaired by State Senator Dave Argel. Freshwater managers are warning the millions of gallons of water data centers use every day could stress public water supplies. Jackson White reports for WVIA that the new facilities are being built around Pennsylvania to power the growth of artificial intelligence.
Andrew Dayhoff is the executive director of the Susquehanna River Basin Commission, which oversees the conservation of the river and the Chesapeake Bay. He says conversations about building data centers often overlook water demands and focus too often on the electrical grid, utility prices, job creation, and tax revenue.
And that's disappointing because water is obviously our most basic human need.
Dayhoff's comments came during a Senate Republican policy hearing in Lackawanna County. Proponents of data centers tout the construction and supply chain jobs building the facilities can create and the boost to local tax revenues. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
You can read a full story on that hearing on WVIA.org. Now let's wind things down here by heading back to Williamsport, the land of the Little League World Series. The series kicked off with a Grand Slam parade yesterday. 20 teams from around the country and the world marched in the procession in Williamsport across the Susquehanna River from the ball fields. WVIA's Kat Bolas reports from the parade route.
Representatives from Team Puerto Rico sang as they walked down the parade route in Williamsport. Jose Casanova pitched and played third base for the U.S. territory in the Little League World Series in 1999. Tomorrow, he will watch his son, Sebastian Casanova Diaz, play in the first game on the international winner's bracket. Through a translator, the elder Casanova said it's special to come back to Williamsport with his son.
It's a unique experience.
By noon, 4th Street was lined with camp chairs and blankets. An Australian flag covered a row of seats. Jordan Gephardt takes a week off from work to help with the parade committee.
You might come down here on this past Friday and you might see a chair sitting outside.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Williamsport Mayor Derek Slaughter played Little League as a kid. He was a pallbearer for Carl Stotts' funeral. Stotts was the founder of Little League.
We're just so fortunate to have that here in Williamsport, not to mention the economic impact.
Opening ceremonies begin the series tomorrow at 11 a.m. Reporting from Williamsport, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Visit our website, WVIA.org, for the WVIA News team's full parade coverage from yesterday, when they reported live from the Williamsport studio. You can find all of these stories and more on our website, WVIA.org. I hope you're feeling caught up and ready for today. Thanks for spending some time with me this morning. This has been Up to Date with me, WVIA's Lydia McFarlane. Remember to subscribe and listen every weekday. You can find Up to Date on WVIA.org and wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.